Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A new study published in Science magazine shows how light pollution is impacting the behavior of bird species. The research was launched from Southern Illinois. Dr. Brent Pease, assistant professor of biodiversity conservation in the forestry program at SIU Carbondale, started looking at the issue with an Oklahoma State colleague after stumbling on a repository of real-time bird call data from across the globe.
We had close to 200 million vocalization detections of nearly 600 bird species. So that is for every, it's basically, you could think of it as a row in a spreadsheet. We said at this time at 6:08 in the morning in Los Angeles, California, we just heard a European starling. So we have all these vocalization events, and we know the latitude and longitude, and we know the timestamp associated with that bird vocalization event. And we can pull in global satellite coverage of satellite imagery of light at night. And we link up the monthly average in a given location. So say March 2024, what was the average nighttime light levels at Los Angeles, California, and or any other location you might think of, and we apply that light level to that sensor's location, and then do some calculations with the bird vocalizations. We're primarily trying to focus on, you know, how do we condense 300 million rows of data? What we did was we also extracted the sunrise and sunset time for a given latitude, longitude, and time of year. And we said how before or after, on average, is a bird's vocalization relative to sunrise and sunset in the evening. So we had that time difference between sunrise and sunset, and then we did some modeling with those associated light levels to come up with this with the results that we found in the paper.
Now, obviously, light pollution is something that's generated by human activity. Is that how you would define it for this?
Yeah, we consider any form of human-generated light at night, such as street lamps, lit-up windows on skyscrapers, or even vehicle headlights as light pollution.
So overall, what can you say is the impact of that light pollution on birds and their activity?
So we found that in areas with light pollution, birds sing earlier in the morning and later in the evening compared to natural conditions. This effect was such that the day is effectively 50 minutes longer for birds in light polluted areas. That's almost an hour longer that on average across these 600 species across the globe, their days extended by nearly an hour because of light pollution at those sites.
The other thing that I thought was really interesting was by looking at the different species of birds that you were able to see, for example, how big their eyes are and the impact that had?
Yeah. So, you know, after we found this result, you know, there's been several papers published over the past several decades that have indicated that some given one species in a given location was maybe singing earlier in the day because of light pollution. So this 50 minutes that we found was, of course, averaged across hundreds of species. But the next question was, after we found this result, we were surprised by it. We weren't expecting it to be such the magnitude that it was. We expected the birds to be singing a little bit earlier in the morning and maybe a little bit later in the evening. We didn't expect an hour. The next question is, why is this happening? Why are some birds responding differently? Why are they singing longer in the day? So we took it as approaches, well, maybe it's something about the species themselves. Maybe it's some trait about the species, or perhaps it's the context of that sound recorder's location, something about the environment around that sound recorder that's causing the bird to sing earlier. So we broke it up into two categories of species traits or the sampling context, and we overwhelmingly found support that several species traits explain this variation in response to light pollution. And somewhat intuitively, it kind of turns out that a species' eye size, how big their eyes are relative to their body size, was a really, really strong indicator for the response that we were finding, for the main response that we were finding in the paper. So birds with relatively large eyes, days were expanded longer because of light pollution compared to birds with smaller eyes. And, you know, most of these larger-eyed species, you know, people automatically want to think of like an owl, and that's true. Owls do have large eyes relative to their body size. But even a common backyard species such as American robin or a thrush, they have relatively large eyes compared to their body size, but they're also birds that are typically singing earlier in the morning. You often find an American robin singing early in the morning, and we think that's because they kind of have this higher photoreceptor sensitivity, so they are sensitive to these light changes, whether it be actual natural light changes such as a sunrise, or in our case, anthropogenic sources of light such as light pollution.
Dr. Pease, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that will be listening to this and thinking, why, yes, I believe I have heard birds singing earlier in the morning. I know for myself I have, and this validates that. My next question is, what does this mean for bird populations? Is this a good or bad thing?
It's a great question. I think it's one that we are hesitant to say. You know, whenever Dr. Gilbert and I started working on this problem and found these results, our mind was automatically kind of going to negative consequences. And I think that's because we have lots of documentation of negative consequences of light pollution. Many people are familiar with studies coming out in the past few years about the disorientation of migratory species and collisions with buildings in big cities because of the light pollution. There's also been documented insect die-offs because of light pollution, et cetera. So our mind was automatically kind of going that way. You know, the idea is that, well, they have potentially up to an hour or more loss of resting time, particularly occurring during the breeding season, which is an already demanding period for birds. So we thought that this loss of resting time may result in additional caloric needs, could be challenging for some species, such as aerial insectivores, whose food source has already been in rapid decline. And we just know that also the effects that light pollution has on humans, and this we also know the effect that an hour loss of sleep would have on humans. I would be grumpy. I would be tired. And we kind of, you know, birds and humans are clearly very different, but we know that humans suffer when we start to lose sleep. So we kind of thought that maybe that would be the case for many of the bird species that we were seeing. But on the flip side, if you think about it as an additional hour of activity, because there's additional light for these species, it could translate to increased foraging time, which potentially could be increased reproductive output. You know, there's been a few previous research efforts that have documented parental feeding their young at night in these light polluted areas. You know, American robins feeding their young at 1 or 2 in the morning because there's so much light pollution around them that they can, you know, presumably see and find food and bring it back to the nest. So there's also been some documentation that the increased foraging time may lead to increased fledgling success. More birds are leaving the nest because these parents are spending more time foraging. So it's really mixed at this point, and it's certainly going to require more field experiments tracking the survival and nest success of individual birds.
That is Dr. Brent Pease with Southern Illinois University Carbondale. The study published this week in Science Magazine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.